Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is October 1st, 2013. And my regularly scheduled guest, Cobra, is here with me today to review the current events for the month of September and any other good, juicy information that he may be willing to share with us. Hello, Cobra. How are you?
Hello, everybody. Here it is still September 29th in my time zone.
Well, this is a pre-recorded show, as everybody knows, because we modulate Cobra's voice. So, but this is for the October 1st interview. So, okay. with that said, Cobra. I want to kind of start off with Benjamin Fulford's information because it's caused quite a stir amongst the community. There's quite a few morsels of information in here that are super, super important. The first one I wanted to ask you about was the global collateral accounts. He is now saying that this is all based on fraud, and I wanted to know what your opinion was on that.
Okay, I'm actually going to post an article about this in about 2 hours from now. So when you read this, when you hear this interview, it will be already posted. And the situation is as follows. All the gold, which actually forms the basis of the collateral accounts, has been removed from the surface of the planet by the resistance movement in the beginning of the last year. And this is the reason why Fulford cannot find any evidence of current gold on the surface. This is number one. The reason why the resistance movement has removed that gold is so that cabal could not use it to underwrite their financial system, so that they are cut off from the source of their finances.
Yeah, smart.
The second part of this is the so-called gold bonds, which were issued by the cabal in the last, let's say, 5 or 6 or 7 decades. All those bonds are null and void for many reasons. The one reason is that the cabal cannot repay those bonds. First, it doesn't have the gold. And second, the denominations of those bonds are in astronomical sums of money. And of course, the cabal doesn't have that kind of money. The okay. real value of the, which is in the gold, has been removed from the surface of the planet until the event. And the purpose of those bonds will be to trigger the event and not to extract value from the cabal, because the cabal does not have the riches of the planet anymore. The cabal has managed to destroy many things on the surface of the planet, has spent most of its assets to build vast system of underground bases, which have been already cleared, have wasted their money on developing advanced weapons, which were annihilated, and cabal is almost bankrupt. So the real value on the surface of the planet will be created after the event through new technologies and through the spiritual development of humanity. And the gold will be returned to the surface of the planet after the event to form the basis of the new financial system. And there are many people now who are trying to cash those gold bonds, and they are not successful. And they cannot be, because the gold is no longer in the vaults, is no longer in the banks, is no longer in the Philippines, is no longer in Indonesia, it's no longer there.
So it was there at one time, though, is what you're saying.
There. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, one of the other things that he had discussed was the 380,000 American, Russian, and Chinese troops preparing to move into Washington, D.C. What is your comment on that? And do you feel that the trucker strike, which I've blogged several articles on, who do you feel is behind that?
Okay. This information, this number comes from one singular source, and I would not say it's correct. Then
okay.
I cannot comment on movement of the troops, because that is classified information for obvious reasons.
And
okay. The trucker strike is a very good sign of a mass awakening in the United States. I was waiting for that for a very long time. And I once said the event cannot happen before that mass awakening starts in the United States. And this is the first sign. So it's a good sign.
It is a good sign. I felt the same way. And they have a lot of clout, because they're moving everything, moving our products and services
yes.
across
yes.
the world. So they've got a lot of clout. Now, what about the whole shooting in the Westgate Mall in Kenya? I thought this was interesting when he was talking about the ownership of an Israeli citizen, Frank Lowy. And he said he was closely related to Larry Silverstein, who was involved with the lease of the Twin Towers. What exactly are the implications of that? I mean, what do you feel he's really trying to say there?
It is simply another attempt of the cabal to create more fear.
Okay.
You would probably realize that there are many people that are killed daily because of violence created by the cabal. But when they create a mass event like this, they do it with the purpose of creating more fear, among the mass population of humanity. And
Okay.
it is very good not to put too much attention and analyze those attacks because they are irrelevant from one perspective. Of course, many people have died, but it would be much better for people not to focus too much on those attacks because this is exactly what the cabal wants.
So that I mean I'm actually going to be asking you about there has been rumor about the Hoover Dam. That rumor has flown around for actually some time. This is the first time I've seen it in Benjamin Fulford's material. Do you feel that there's any legitimacy to that? And do you also feel that that's again just what you were referring to as a distraction?
Okay, I would put it this way. The cabal, 1 or 2 years ago, there was certain operation of the cabal forces to put explosives on the van to the various key infrastructure points, especially in the United States, to prevent the event from happening.
Correct.
And most of this has been already moved. Those explosives will never be allowed to be detonated.
Awesome. Because I, you know who came out with that the very beginning was David Wilcock. He had quite a bit of detail on that exact plan of attack on the part of the cabal. Now, what is your feeling about his reference to the Pentagon will not move forward until the money is secured? Do you feel that that's accurate?
I would not agree completely with that. The Pentagon will move when it will receive the green light from the resistance.
Okay,
Because
because I know a bunch of people don't
top
want to
members of
move.
the positive military are in contact with the resistance.
Good. Okay, and then he also made reference to, things are moving down to a select few factions, and I really wanted to get your take on, he's basically saying that Pope Francis has been named the M1 to decide how much money will be created and how it will be distributed. How do you see this impacting the financial
Okay,
system?
let me explain. There is a certain plan of the Jesuits to take over the financial system, and they are suggesting this move to appoint the new Pope as M1. Of course, after the event happens, there will be no more M1 because the whole system will be restructured.
Good point.
And those various factions which are fighting over the collateral accounts are fighting over something that does not exist in the way they understand it.
And basically, because they've already taken the real deal off
Exactly.
world. So they don't really, they're fighting over something that doesn't even
Yes,
exist.
because you see, there was always talk about the collateral accounts, about this enormous wealth without any real proof. Of course, we have seen some pictures of gold in vaults in Thailand, all over the world years ago. It was there, but it's no longer there.
Yes. It's funny, Cobra. I knew a gentleman that was involved in the Philippines, and he actually showed me proof of all that. This is back in the late 90s, and I was just floored back then. And he showed me pictures of these underground vaults, like in the side of mountains in the Philippines, where there were people standing outside with machine guns guarding it.
Yes, there was a huge amount of gold in the Philippines.
It was fascinating. So, what do you think about this whole thing regarding the Committee of 300 being disbanded? Is that true?
I would say it's being rearranged because you see, there is a lot of publicity about the structure of the cabal. And yes, of course, most of it is old information, but now the cabal has decided to restructure so that the liberation movement will not have the current information of the structure of the cabal. So I would say the Committee of 300 has restructured in a different form. The same people have rearranged their organization.
And so, are we pretty much still talking about the bad apples? I mean, it's still a very dark faction.
Yeah, this hasn't changed. They have not been arrested yet.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you might have received some emails on this, but I have definitely received some emails on this, and that is the Dalai Lama. Now, he makes the accusation that he is definitely involved in the 13 basic, groups that are running the world. And he's claiming that, this guy is a pretend to be holy man. What are your feelings about that? Number one, and number two, is he like You know, is he somebody that's taken over the Dalai Lama, or you know, what are they referring to?
Okay, I have received instructions not to make any comments on this particular subject. I would just
Okay.
ask everybody to do a very deep and thorough research over the internet about the person named Dalai Lama and make their own
Got it.
conclusions based on their own inner guidance.
Okay. Now, interesting, because last time you and I got talked about this, he was also mentioning that the battle to replace the committee is down to the specific factions. Now, do you agree? He's saying the Pentagon, the Vatican, the BRICS, the global warming faction, the sock puppet Obama, and the war on terror faction. Are we pretty much down to those basic groups that are kind of warring it out, so to speak?
Well, this is how he sees it. I would put it a little bit more differently. I would say that the good guys include the positive military and the Eastern Alliance, which includes the BRIC countries, is trying to liberate the planet from the negative factions. And among the negative
Okay.
faction, there is a big deal of disagreement on how to run the affairs on the planet. I would say the Illuminati faction, which includes the Bushes, the Kissinger, Cheney, and those kinds of people is, I would say, the most radical faction with the most negative agenda. And at the same time, the Rothschilds and the Jesuits are trying to trick or negotiate their way out.
Do you think the war on terror faction isn't that directly associated with the Bushes and the
Yes.
Rockefellers? Okay. So that's not necessarily the Rothschilds.
No, the Rothschilds are more, they are not trying to expose themselves so much publicly. They are just working behind the scenes in their own way to keep their hands on the financial system as long as possible, and at the same time to negotiate their way out.
Okay. And how about the global warming faction? Who comprises that
This
group?
is all connected with the Illuminati.
Okay.
And of
Okay.
course, they received a lot of support from the Rothschilds in the past, but not anymore.
Interesting. So now he also made mention of those that are claiming ownership of the assets, which would be OPPT, the Neil Keenan Group, and the Asian royal families. Do you feel that's accurate?
Not completely. They're not trying to grab the assets. They're trying to liberate the planet, but they all have their own version how to do it and their own understanding of the financial system, which is incomplete. The Keenan Group
Correct.
tries to, in a way, cash the bonds or use them to trigger the reset. The OPPT group believes in inner value of human beings and tries to do that, but it's not possible. Before even bef not even after the event, but only after the first contact. And the White Dragon Group is working behind the scenes, sometimes successfully, sometimes less successfully, and they are especially focused on supporting the Eastern Alliance, the BRICS group.
Interesting. Now you said the OPPT inner value would not really be recognized until after first contact. Can you expand on that?
It is because it can only be recognized when there is a official first contact made and there is technology and spiritual understanding to support that inner value.
Oh,
Because the
good.
masses
That's
of
really, that
humanity need
makes
to be
sense.
ready for this. Your average person of
Right.
spirit will not even understand what they are talking about.
So basically, it's really more about us reaching our mastery.
The OPPT group is trying to awaken people to certain inner principles which can be reached by this way or the other. And from my perspective, they have no real power to transform the current financial system.
Yeah, I definitely think one of the greatest things that came out of that was people recognizing their own true
Yes,
value.
yes.
You know, instead of equating it to a dollar bill.
Exactly.
I mean, that's been the hugest gift that OPPT has
I
given
agree with
us.
that.
So, what do you think about the whole thing with the Pentagon? I thought this was fascinating too. Supposedly, trillions of dollars have not been moved on the part of the Pentagon freezing those assets. You know, when the cabal wanted to actually gain access to this kind of money for a World War III
I
scenario.
would not say trillions of dollars. This is an exaggeration. But yes, there were certain funds that were frozen, but they were more into billion-dollar range.
You know, Cobra, it's just I'm using Ben's material up number one because he just does such a phenomenal job with all the details. But number two, this just seemed this last month to be so much more clear cut on who the players are. You know, I mean, he's really very much clarified that. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you was, it seems like the Pentagon has thoroughly kind of come on board as the good guys.
As I said last month, in the last month's interview, the positive military will make itself a little bit more public in their statements and their opinions. And this is exactly what has happened. But in a subtle way.
Ah,
They have to do it
okay.
in a balanced way.
Okay. Very cool. And do you also feel, because he's alluded to the NSA being attacked by the Zionist press. Well, when I saw that, I was wondering, do you feel that the NSA has been infiltrated more so by the light these days?
There are good guys and the bad guys in the NSA. And I would not agree with his evaluation that the NSA is being attacked because of the good guys. It is simply that Snowden has exposed NSA because the organization itself is still under control of the cabal, especially it's actually a Jesuit creation, to be true. And but yes, there are very good people inside NSA working for the light, and the bad guys don't know who they are.
Okay, now and when you say it's a Jesuit creation, you're speaking of
Yes.
NSA. Okay, interesting. I've never heard you say that before. So now, what about Pope Francis? They're now talking about presenting him as doing this mass campaign to end poverty and stop environmental destruction, according to his words. Do you agree with that?
No, I would say that he is actually a frontman for the Jesuits, putting on a friendly face, and he managed to convince many, many influential world figures into his own agenda or their own agenda. But this will not succeed.
Wow. And I noticed that when they had the summit, when they called the summit regarding the Syrian conflict, they played a very large role in that meeting. And that was another question I was going to ask you, because I think, let me see, it was China, Russia, the EU, BRICS,
Yes.
and the Pope. And he seemed to play a positive role in that from that circumstance, because they all basically agreed you cannot, invade Syria unless you have UN Security Council clearance.
Yes. As I said, the tactics of the Jesuit is usually, it was the same with Muslim Brotherhood. They put on a friendly face, they support the poor. It was the same in Egypt. Muslim Brotherhood people went to villages and gave small donations to people, trying to improve their life standard a little bit. And it was a Trojan horse because later they showed their true face, and you all know what happened in Egypt under their rule.
Yes,
So it is the same
yes.
here.
Interesting. Now, he also made mention of not having a whole lot of obstacles appear to exist in the cashing of trillions of dollars worth of bonds. So he brought up BIS, Bank of International Settlements, Federal Reserve Board, and Committee of 300. Are those three groups, are they still pretty much dark as far as, they're very resistant to having any kind of negotiation tools with
Yes,
us.
of course, they are under the control of the cabal. They actually form the backbone of the cabal's financial system, and those bonds will not be able to be cashed because when even a small fraction of those bonds is cashed, the whole financial structure goes bankrupt. The Fed goes bankrupt, the Bank of International Settlements goes bankrupt, the World Bank goes bankrupt, and this is exactly what will happen at the event.
Wow. So it's okay. So let me get this straight. So at the time of the event, it's going to be directly correlated with when the bonds get
When
cashed.
some of their bonds, they will be triggered to be cashed, and this will bankrupt the financial system of the cabal.
Wow. Interesting. So that is an interesting place for us to watch,
Yes.
is the movement of the bonds. Okay.
But
Like,
you will
okay,
most
everybody, you
likely
guys
hear
heard that
anything
one.
about it until it happens.
Correct. Now, I also, gosh, Cobra, I'm not sure if you knew this, but I just got blasted with this bot virus on my server for my website. And he made a comment about how, they really reasserted, the cabal reasserted their control over public opinion by silencing influential bloggers. So do you feel that that's something that was, really on a peak level in the last couple of weeks?
I would say it's an ongoing operation which goes on for the last few years.
Okay, because he made it sound like a couple people have started disappearing and, all sorts of stuff, and it aligned with what I just went through. So I was curious what you
Yes,
thought.
yes. Of course, the influential brothers went through various kinds of attacks through the last few years, and also some of them went through this in the last few months and weeks.
Yes, it's been really severe. Well, just so you know, my hosting company said they had never seen such a bad bot virus as what just came out, and it was targeted towards all WordPress bloggers. So, just an FYI for everybody out
Yes.
there. Okay, now, what is the significance of closing the Suez Canal? I know it has to do with oil, but I wanted to hear what you thought about it and who's behind it. What would be the advantage to the cabal to do that?
That would create a shortage of oil. It would increase the oil prices, and that would be a, I would say, short-term profit for the cabal.
Okay. And this was another thing. You mentioned so many times about Egypt and how that was like the crucial turning point, for the light. Like that was a big change for us. And he's mentioning that there was actually a fall of the Muslim Brotherhood government. Do you agree that there's really a fall of the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yes.
And you really do. Okay. So that is something we can kind of hang our hats on, that has been
Yes.
accomplished. That's awesome news. Oh my gosh, that's awesome news. Okay, now what do you feel about the significance of Cameron? He's been voted down. You know about this guy, right? The
Yes, yes,
UK
yes.
Prime Minister. Okay, that is pretty big news, and apparently this hasn't happened according to Ben since 1782. So, what do you feel is the play behind that? The fact that he's actually being ousted out of office by December.
Okay.
I just want to know what you thought.
I would say that the policy tempters are finally making their move in England. They are actually working together with the Eastern Alliance, and this was part of the coordinated efforts connected with preventing the war in Syria and also weakening the position of the cabal in England, because the cabal is pretty strong there still.
Thank you, Positive Templars. Awesome. It's just so exciting, Cobra, to hear this stuff and to see it and to understand it and to connect the dots. I mean, really. Okay, now, what do you feel is going on with the Saudi government? They've been in the United States back pocket for a long time. And I was wondering, he makes mention of the fact that because there is some semblance of obviousness to their affiliation with terrorist type activity, that this allows Russia the opportunity under international law to attack them. Do you feel that something like that has to come about
No,
in
no, it
order
doesn't need to be
to
like
get
that.
these guys to back
It
down?
doesn't need to be like
Okay.
that. Most likely, I would say the Saudi faction of the cabal will be removed at the event. Of course, I
Okay.
would include the Qatari here, and it is interesting to know that the famous Eric Prince, which is the head of the former Blackwater Mercenary Army, is hiding in Qatar and in the Emirates right now.
Oh, interesting. And that's all dominated by the cabal, is it
Yes.
not? That area?
Again, there is a connection with the Jesuits, and again, this will all be cleared at the event.
Okay. And this kind of broke my heart, and I wanted to see what you thought. He's also claiming that the radioactivity reported out of Fukushima is from dumping nuclear industrial waste.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. And this is on the part of the cabal.
Yes.
And the
Yes.
Illuminati. Okay. Well, let's move on to there were a couple of good morsels before I dive into some of the headlines from Sheldon Neidl. And one of them was that we are here to complete what the ancient Lemurians nearly accomplished. What do you feel that he's referring to?
There was a very old, I would not say prophecy, but the project of the light forces in the galaxy to create a paradise society on the planet. This paradise society was created at one time in Lemuria, and also at a certain point in Atlantis, but the problem was that it was not conscious enough. And now we would say we will make that new paradise conscious for the first time in the history of this planet.
Do you think, Cobra, that has something to do with Everything I've read about the Lemurians, they equated them to like a 14-year-old. Are they referring to that as far as their maturity, or they've,
Yes, you could compare them to a 14-year-old child.
Okay, cool. And Sheldon also makes reference to the Agarthans a great deal. I'm sure you know of that. And it says they will be logically the first ones to show you the version of the Galactic Society. Now, that was a little bit in conflict with what we've heard from you about the Pleiadians, because they look so much like us. Who is going to be the primary race that visits us for the first
Okay, the
time?
Agarthians are no longer as they were decades ago. They have merged with the resistance movement, and they have merged with some other races which came underground. So it's now a very complex society, and parts of that society will appear shortly after the event. The
Okay.
resistance movement has not decided yet on to what extent it will appear after the event. This is still to be decided.
Okay. And then okay, well, you know what else is flying around, and this is kind of in my back door here, and that is that a really bad 9.7 earthquake is being projected in the state of California. Any feedback on
Okay,
that?
did you ever read about the earthquake prediction that came true? Ever?
That's a good point. It's a really good point. I'm not in fear. I mean, I'm way past that. But it's just I've gotten
Yes, but
several
this is
people
just a
that have
question
written
for
in,
all
and
those who are reading
yeah, that's a
those
good
kinds of
point.
predictions. They never come true.
Okay. And do you agree with Sheldon? He describes the dark powers as being an old, toothless dog that wishes to bark ferociously to guard its territory, but can only whimper and cough. Are they that powerless?
Not yet, but in a way, yes. They are losing territory every day, but the war is not over yet.
Okay. And you and I've talked about the RV, the global revaluation of the national currencies. That also, as well, is not going to happen until after the event,
And it will
correct?
happen at the event, or shall we say in the first few weeks after the event.
Okay. Now, when the event occurs, and when we have this pulsation of light, or this kind of very loving energy that hits, the galaxies and the universes and the planets, etc. Is that when we completely come out of our state of amnesia?
This is when we begin to come out of our state of amnesia, because we have been suppressed so deeply, and this will be the beginning of a real awakening, and then only sky's the limit.
Okay, so it is what basically it'll be gradual then.
Yeah, it will be
Like it's going to be a
a
process still.
quantum leap that will continue through a gradual process.
Okay. And Cobra, there's been a lot of articles flying around that have alluded to the new banking system, the new current fiat system, or whatever you want to call it. They're starting to say that this new credit-based monetary system is starting to replace the old system. And they keep using the word starting to instead of, it will. So what is your comment on
Well, these
that?
are basically speculations and nothing based on truth. We are still having the same financial system, and the new financial system will be only activated at the time of the event.
Okay. And I know you've been super consistent on that, but I thought I'd ask you again.
Okay.
Okay, so gosh, I want to read this to you and get your take on it. It says this guy Richard, of Deputy Director of the Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency, said he hopes that the Obama administration reaches a decision soon on whether to continue a $1.23 billion in U.S. military assistance to Egypt. And he says, quote, "We're kind of antsy about that. There's a whole bunch of contracts out there. The bills keep coming in, and we've got to be able to pay them somehow. Otherwise, we will go into vault." What is your feeling about that? Any comments?
I would say that everybody's short on money right now because, first, the cabal has stolen everything they could and they have spent everything they could. And to maintain the system, you need a certain amount of money every day. And if that money is not available, the system begins to collapse.
Do you feel that they have exhausted their ability to steal funds from around the world? For example,
Almost.
I remember almost, because I remember blogging an article. I was very sad for all these people that have all these pension funds. And they were talking about how all the pensions are starting to disappear and this and that. And I immediately thought, oh, there they go again, because they're so
That's why
desperate.
I'm
You know, is
saying to
that the
get your
point?
money out of the bank, because at some point they will just steal that money also.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody, get your money out of the banks. Now, you also mentioned Qatar. It came up. I thought this was huge. I really wanted you to talk a little bit about it. And it said that it's such a small little nation, but they've spent a ton of money supporting the rebels in Syria. Can you clarify for us who is who as far as the rebels go in Syria? You know, I mean, do you have like the Syrian rebels, are they representing the government, which is representing the cabal, or are they representing the positive light
Okay, I
forces?
will explain. The government of Syria was not part of the Rothschild cabal, but their own dictatorship. And there was a true people's revolution in 2 years ago, and they tried to overthrow that government. And then the Rothschilds misused and manipulated that revolutionary movement to infiltrate the so-called rebels from other countries to destabilize the country, to create a war and to take over the financial system in Syria. That's a short story.
Okay. And so does part of this also have to do with the natural gas
A
pipeline?
little bit, yes, but this is not the main story. The main story is about the whole banking system.
Okay. So really the core is the banking, because I've also read some articles in the past that it had a lot to do with water.
You see, at this stage, the cabal can only survive if they continue with their fiat banking system as long as possible. And they're doing whatever they can to keep this show running.
I just can't, I'm wondering how much longer can this go?
Not much longer.
You know? And isn't aren't the galactics artificially keeping it up in certain areas to prevent a massive, you know,
I would
hurt
say they
for a
are
lot of
creating
people?
the balance in a way that not. To decrease the suffering as much as possible, because if the event happens too soon, you know about the influence of the archons, of the non-physical archons on human behavior. The whole thing could turn into a disaster.
Okay. And that, okay, Cobra, you just answered somebody's question. That is really what it gets down to, is if we prematurely move too soon, we still have too much archonic activity that affects human behavior and the inability to maintain, you know, a sense of neutrality, working together,
Yes.
cooperation, especially at the time of a chaotic
I have
event.
seen so many instances that people went absolutely crazy under the influence of the Archons. And it's simply not safe
Wow.
to let that happen at the time of the event, because at that point, that would get drastic consequences. Imagine, for example, the chief officer in the nuclear power plant going bananas at that point.
Wow. I just didn't ever think of it that way until this moment. Now, okay, Cobra, what do you feel is going on with the NSA? I mean, they're getting nailed right, left, and center. There's all these documents showing that they've completely overstepped, you know, their authority. They're getting into people's private data. You're also seeing countries at each other's throats because they claim that they've been, you know, manipulated and surveillanced. Is there more to this than meets the eye?
Well, it's just an exposure process. But yes, there is
Okay.
more. I don't see and hear anything about there are classified documents about UFO intervention, about the contact between US government and extraterrestrials. There are no leaked documents about Operation Golden Lily, about Yamashita Gold. Those are the things that would need to get published.
So if there's a light faction influence behind WikiLeaks, for example, then is there also not that same faction or individual behind the curtain preventing that stuff from being leaked because maybe they think we're not ready to hear it?
I would say to leak something like this is not that simple, because the surveillance is almost absolutely complete. And to leak sensitive material, it takes a great, it is a big risk of that individual and of the group. So It is not just about the right moment, it's about safety of everybody involved.
Okay. Wow. Whew. Okay, so now let's jump over to global warming. I mean, people have heard about global warming till the cows come home. I mean, it's just been beaten to death. And now all of this evidence is coming forward to explain how the Arctic ice has increased by 60% in just 1 year. Can you give me a little bit of information on that? Is that intervention from
Okay,
divine?
I will explain. The whole global warming story is a fraud created by the cabal. The reality is that we are getting closer to the mini ice age. As you probably noticed, the solar activity is very minimal considering the fact that we are at the peak of a solar cycle. And the same exact thing
Yes.
happened a few hundred years ago during the so-called Maunder Minimum, which was the mini ice age in Europe between, I think it was in the 17th century. So we are getting to that same stage again. And this is not a slow process. This process happens in a few years' time. And
Oh
you're
my
already seeing a
God.
reversal of the trend in this year compared to the last year.
Wow. I mean, it's almost like nature's way of trying to balance things out. I mean, I'm not, I know that we weren't really truly in a global warming, but at the same time, they've been messing with our weather.
Yes, but that's a natural process connected with the activity of the galactic central sun. As I said many times before, it is the turning of the cosmic cycles of the 25,000-year cycle. And right now we are in the middle of the galactic central sun pulse. And this, of course, triggers our physical sun. And of course, that influences the weather patterns on this planet. And of course, all other planets in the solar system.
Wow, that's fascinating. So, I'm going to be hopping around a little bit here. Let's talk a little bit about the Navy Yard shooter. That was kind of a joke. I mean, there's been so much conflicting information coming out on that, and the fact that Aaron Alexis was under the influence of trazodone. Do you feel that the whole point to this, from maybe a light perspective, is to bring that to the forefront? The impact of the pharmaceuticals on us.
Well, you can take it that way if you wish.
It just seems to me that always seems to be a link. They're either under MK Ultra orders, so to speak, or they're under, severe medications.
That's a combination usually. Usually the MK Ultra victims are also under medication.
Would you venture to say that the majority of these, shootings, these radical shootings, is it almost like to our benefit to step back and go, okay, chances are that's not normal human behavior, and they are probably under MK Ultra and pharmaceutical
Ultimately, it will
drugs?
serve to awaken the mass population to the reality of the MK Ultra programming.
Aha. That's what I was getting to. Okay. Now, what about this whole thing with Syria, agreeing to the whole, nuclear weapons, and yes, they're willing to have them
You
take,
mean chemical weapons?
some chemical weapons. Yeah, excuse me. Yes. What is really behind that whole thing? Because it just feels like there's more to this than meets the eye from the standpoint of the BRICS nations.
Well, it is part of the campaign to eradicate chemical weapons from the planet. So they started with Syria, and they are planning to expand this to other countries. So more and more, there will be campaigns in the future for more and more companies to surrender their chemical weapons as well.
But why is Syria so willing to do this?
It is because the Syria doesn't want to have international invasion, of course.
Okay, that's their number one
Yes,
reason.
and that's enough.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, and now, what is your feeling about the whole rejection of our products, our alfalfa, corn, you name it? There's all kinds of countries popping up all over the world that are rejecting our vegetables and things like that because of GMO. Is that something that's going to just become more of a commonality?
Yes.
Okay. And is that because of the influence of the BRICS nations?
Yes.
Awesome. God, so see, we really are making progress. I know it's kind of slow to people,
It is slow, but
but it
sure.
really does show. Yeah, but it's sure, exactly. Okay, now what is your opinion of the new Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani?
As you can see, there are already some results.
True.
This connection and this beginning of communication with the United States is a very good sign.
Okay. Good. And then what about I'm sure you've read about the Polish activists, and they really took the government, they really took him to heart and basically are complaining about all of this mining of gold, and they wanted to go in and they just wanted to, basically take over jurisdictionally where all these people lived. And did you read about
A
this?
little bit,
It was fascinating. So a lot of them have band together and they are really actively petitioning this. Do you see that as something that the resistance is
I
behind?
would just say that Poland already had a crucial role once in 1989, at the fall of the communist regimes. Actually, the trigger came from Poland. And I would say there are certain groups in Poland working underground that can trigger certain things in the future.
Cool. And okay, Cobra, do you feel that some of our biggest banks, the big fives, I mean, are they really getting to a place where they're just in serious, serious, serious trouble?
Well, they are in serious trouble for years now.
I mean, is there anything that is going to make it different this month versus all the other months? I mean, I just read that Citigroup just got slammed with a $395 million lawsuit for mortgage fraud.
I would it is possible, but not sure, because the real changes will happen only at the reset or very shortly before the reset, because the cabal wants to keep the illusion of the financial system functioning, and everything that goes wrong will be quickly suppressed or doctored in a way that will allow the financial system to continue.
And we really are truly just talking about the major leaders within the financial system and within the government now, aren't
Yes.
we? And maybe top corporate positions, maybe.
Pardon?
I mean, well, I'm just thinking in terms of the cabal, okay, if we were to define them. Are we pretty much getting down because the minions supposedly have the majority of them have been taken off world?
I would not
So are
say
we
so.
really,
I don't know that
no?
information.
Really? Okay. So we still have the minions,
Yeah, it is
the
there, but
heads
they are
of.
not obeying as they did before because there is less, much less pressure from the etheric plane, and they want to go with the winner, and it is now getting pretty much clear who the winner will be.
That, you know what? That brings me to something else. Are you familiar with Andrew Bartzis?
Yes, to a degree.
Okay. He's a galactic historian. So one of the things that he said that just kind of resonated with me, and I really wanted to ask you about, is he says everybody is tired. They just want to stop this game, this stage production, and move on. Do you agree
Yes,
with
I
that? Other
completely
than,
agree. Yes,
like,
I agree.
really? Okay. It just seems like we're all done. So, okay. Now, my next question for you is about the Benghazi Libya thing, where they had that huge, they ripped off a whole bunch of armored vehicles and Glock pistols and rifles and night vision goggles. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Was that something where it's just going to go into the hands of the dark, or was that something that was actually positive because it took it out of the hands of the dark?
I would say there is a very well-known transportation channel for weapons going through Benghazi. And
Mm.
basically, this channel was used by the cabal to arm the rebels in Syria, for example, to rebel various groups, including the former Blackwater mercenaries that were stationed in the Middle East.
Oh wow. So this possible ripoff could have been a positive because it might have taken that th those weapons and equipment out of the hands of the Syria conflict,
Yes.
right? Okay. That's kind of what it felt like to me, so I was curious what you thought. Okay, now Cobra, there's a lot of talk about October 1st and the fact that, as many of you know, September 30th is the last day of the government's fiscal year. And as there's all this drama right now about the Republicans and the Democrats fighting it over the Obamacare and the fact that there may not be any funds left to keep the government open. Is all of this factual, or is this just another stage
Well,
performance?
my prediction is that nothing will happen on October 1st. Certain things will be delayed, certain things will be reshuffled, and there will be some magical solution that will create a little bit of money out of thin air, just enough to continue going.
Okay. Okay, now, what is going on with, in your perspective, what is really going on with Netanyahu and Israel? I mean, they must be livid. There's an awful lot of articles out there stating that he is just totally angry because he has not been able to launch the Syrian war effectively. Do you agree with that? And are there any other steps that need to be taken to finally just eliminate him out of this ball game
Well,
altogether?
first, he needs to cool down and face the reality. He cannot run the show anymore. And number two, I was saying before about the Eastern Alliance, and the next target is Israel. Israel will be asked to remove their chemical weapons and bring evidence about their nuclear weapons as well. This is the plan.
Wow. That is awesome. And I see that. I see it moving towards that. But that's going to be a historical day for sure, isn't it?
Yes, there are certain, I would say, obstacles towards that, but most likely that plan will succeed, and then Israel will have to surrender a little bit of that also.
Okay. Now, another really interesting article came across my desk about Detroit, Michigan. I don't know if you're familiar with that city. They've been bankrupt. And supposedly there was a court hearing, and one of the gentlemen stepped up and said that due to the chair of St. Peter, all global debt has been forgiven. Can you comment on this? And he also made a comment about how that occurred on July 1st of 2013.
Yes, there was a certain article circulating in blogosphere around about that in June or July this year, and it was just an attempt to accelerate the process of financial transformation. The real debt forgiveness will happen at the time of the event. Until then, the cabal still maintains the debts in their computer screens. So, on one level, the debts are already forgiven. On another level, the cabal maintains the reality of those debts just because the humanity as a collective gives power to the current banking system.
So, but from a law standpoint, this is correct.
Well, it depends what kind of law system do you use. And
Yeah.
most of the courts do not recognize common law.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Now, I'm sure you heard about the red rain. Did you hear about the red rain going on?
About what?
The red rain phenomenon.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to ask you about this. Do you agree that it is some sort of colored particles with extraterrestrial cells?
No.
No. Why? Well, then why do you feel that it's red?
Well, this is Earth, based biological material which gets recycled to the atmosphere.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. And since we're talking about Mother Earth, what is the deal with the very, very high number of fireballs that have been spotted across the United States in particular? This just happened a couple of days ago, by the way.
Fireball.
They said fireballs are what they call very bright meteors, and they were in
Oh
the
yes.
hundreds.
This will continue to increase because I answered this question already a few months ago. Number one, there is much more awareness of this phenomenon since the Russian meteor February this year. And number two, this activity will increase to a certain degree because of the changes in the solar system, which are a result of the increased activity of the galactic central sun.
Okay. So we're going to just continue to start seeing these kind of
Yes.
anomalies, even if you want to call
You
it
know, they
that.
are not anomalies, they are natural events which have always been occurring, but now people are more aware of this, and yes, they are occurring more because we are at the end of the cycle.
Okay. Okay, now I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. I found an article. I was fascinated. They are reporting lately that there are more and more black whirlpools throughout the oceans. Why is that, and what are they coming from?
Can you say that again?
They're saying that there's more and more black whirlpools
Okay.
throughout the oceans. And it was a fascinating article. I'll have to dig it up if you want to see it. But I just want to know, what do you think is the reason for that, and why is it happening?
It is an interaction between the Earth's atmosphere and the water, and the Earth's atmosphere is creating many vortexes as a result of plasma discharges, and those plasma discharges then can also create a water vortex.
Whoa. Well, I mean, is it going to get is this going to just continue
Yes.
and escalate like the fireballs?
It will continue, it will escalate, but not drastically.
Okay. And then what about these three brand new islands that just, came to the surface after the earthquake on September 27th in Pakistan?
Well, this is just a natural process. When there is a strong earthquake, sometimes there is a little bit of a shifting of the tectonic plates in that area, and of course, a new island can arise. That can also
Is there
happen
any?
when there is an increased volcanic activity. For example, in Iceland, you had new islands popping up a few decades ago.
Wow. So do you feel that this is the process that will be involved in bringing forth like a physical Atlantis? Or do you feel that Atlantis, just the new Atlantis, is really more of a spiritual awakening
The new
Atlantis?
Atlantis is a new society that will be born after the event.
Okay. But I mean, will it be
Yes,
physical,
a new
is what I'm
physical
saying?
society, but no, there will be no big island popping up in Atlantic.
Okay. That's what I was curious. And then, okay, this was really hot news. This just happened maybe 24, 48 hours ago. I'm not sure if you read about this, but Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian center right leader, he was pulled out of the cabinet. And apparently he's been basically taken out, and they're going to form a new cabinet. I mean, this is big news for
Yeah,
Italy.
but he keeps returning back. He was taken down from power many years ago and then just came back.
Okay, because they're saying that this is causing a great deal of chaos, and then on top of that, the far right Golden Dawn Party leader, I forgot what his name is, he was also arrested. Supposedly because he caused the killing of an anti-fascist rapper.
Yes, there is a purification process taking place in Greece right now.
Okay, because the reason I asked, and I'm sure everybody else is feeling the same way, is this an indication that the arrests are beginning?
Not globally, it's just individual cases at the moment.
Okay, and do you feel that the federal government is just going to keep moving along?
In which way?
I mean, they're not going to shut down because of lack of funding and all
Most
that.
likely, they will find a solution, and we'll just keep going.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was this is really interesting, and that this is about the Tibetan monks. Have you read about them, that they've set themselves on fire? This was to protest against the Chinese rule.
Yeah, this is happening all the time in Tibet, and this is the reason why the China has stopped allowing tourists in Tibet a few years ago.
Whoa. And I mean, what exactly can be done for this sector of the world? I mean, it's so sad when I read about it. It says 14 monks, nuns, and other former monks are believed to have set themselves on fire throughout the past years, in opposition of the central government control.
It is simply for people to be more aware of the situation, and awareness will bring solutions. If there is enough awareness of this on the planet, then the light forces can do more to assist those people before the event. And of course, after the event, the whole situation will be resolved.
Okay, now I did get a question from someone, and I also wanted to ask you is what do you feel that the fall equinox is going to bring energetically for us to move forward? What exactly do you feel it's going to be doing to assist us in this transformation we're going through?
It is creating a new balance between male and female energies, and a new balance, planetarily speaking, that will allow us to go more harmoniously towards the event.
Awesome. And so again, is that's also affecting the right and left
Yes.
hemispheres, the male and female? Okay, cool. And now, this is something else that I want to read out to you. and see what your opinion is. It says Earth has its own black holes. Swirling masses of water in the ocean are mathematically the same as the warped regions of space-time around cosmic singularities. The finding is more than a mere curiosity. These eddies could be helping to slow climate change. Invisible to the naked eye, astronomers are convinced that they exist. The concept of the black hole, tears in the fabric of space-time that pull in everything that comes close to them. But in astronomical terms, this means that everything sucked in can never escape, not even light. Scientists now believe they have found features of these types of phenomena in the southern Atlantic Ocean, and they now believe that these ocean eddies could moderate the negative impact of melting sea ice in the other warming climates. They have been unable to quantify this impact because the exact boundaries of these bodies have remained a mystery.
Okay, this is scientifically speaking nonsense, because the black holes do not have direct correlation with the global warming or global cooling.
Okay, so it's propaganda.
Probably, yes.
Great. Okay, now I had one other question
we will have to
for
finish
you.
Soon.
Yes. One last thing, and that is the pyramids. They just had these gigantic underwater pyramids surface near the Azores Islands. And have you read about this? And
yes.
They said that they're associated with Atlantis. I was wondering if you could comment on that. And there just seems to be a ton of them, being found
it's an
lately.
Unconfirmed report of one pyramid, which is not gigantic, was about 50 meters in diameter. And the only scan which is there in the article is not very good, so I cannot confirm if it's real or not.
Okay. Well, I can finish now. I still have tons more always, but that's my questions for the month of September. Do you have anything else that you want to surmise about what has happened and where we're going from here?
Yes, actually, we are going to enter the new window of opportunity in the second part of October, and from then on, things have a potential to get more interesting.
Yay. And when you say more interesting, you mean closer to the
yes,
event?
A potential.
Good. Okay, and I did want to just make an announcement to everybody. Thank you so much for your patience with my website. I think everybody has already seen that I finally have upgraded my server, and it's a screaming server, so I'll be able to handle all the traffic that's coming in. So I just want to thank everybody for supporting me through that very challenging phase. And also want to just ask everybody to send support and love our way to successfully get Prepare for Change off the ground. We just want your love and light, because there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes. Cobra, did you want to make any comments on that?
Not at the moment.
Okay. And other than that, I think that's it for right now. Cobra, I just want to thank you, as always, for, just being willing to canvas these questions. They really help all of us out a great deal.
Yes. Thank you for all of you for your attention, and hope we get liberation soon.
I agree. Okay, everybody, have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.